B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Let's get the training camp report, the daily training camp report. The man who covers the Eagles for ESPN.com. We enjoy all his reports. He's brought to us by Training Camp. Get IT certified fast at Training Camp online at trainingcamp.com. The million-dollar question. Tim McManus joining us. Tim, will he play or not?
The Eagles still keeping it in a close secret.
It's ridiculous.
Why the secret?
It's ridiculous.
It is. I mean, if we kind of use logic here, if Wentz was going to play, that would be good for ticket sales and ratings and hype and all that kind of stuff. I don't think that's something that you would want to keep under your hat. And the more that Peterson was talking this week, the more he seemed to be hinting about the fact that Wentz won't play. So I'm kind of operating under that assumption right now. And if we do see him, we'll see him for a very brief time. Well,
Tim, they don't want the defense to prepare for the quarterback? I mean, seriously.
I know. It's a little silly. I'm a little surprised that they haven't given us any official word here. But yeah, I don't think he's going to end up suiting up.
All right. Do you have any word on the offensive line and the running backs that will play tonight?
No, they haven't said much about it. But here's basically the way that I'm looking at it is that, and this is pretty typical for week one in the preseason, is it's about the backups. And I think that's really what we're going to see, if not for the entirety of the night, then for just about the entirety of the night. And so that means when you're talking about the running backs, as an example, that you're going to be looking at guys like Wendell Smallwood and Corey Clemon, if he gets cleared, Donnell Pumphrey, Boston Scott's a guy that I'm curious about. Miles Sanders should get some reps, you would think, as long as they feel good about where his foot is at. So I think, you know, that's the type of backs and the type of players that you're going to end up seeing.
All right. How about the secondary? Because that's obviously the million-dollar area to look at as well. Who will start tonight? Do you know?
Like I said, they haven't.
Really?
They
haven't not even with the quarterbacks?
It's just not with Wentz. I mean, they haven't. Okay. We need to have another meeting and then we'll figure out who's it's going to be. So they haven't passed that along. But I would say that, you know, you would think that you would want to get work out of all of your defensive backs. I mean, even if the first team, you're not going to see them for long, it would still be good to get a glimpse of guys like Sidney Jones and Avonte Maddox who may end up first team for you or down there on the depth chart depending on how that shakes out and who is healthy. And then there's some backup roles that you want to take a look at as well. And I would look at a guy like Andrew Zendejo as a good example of that because he comes in a veteran. He's proven in this league, but what does he look like and what does he have left in the tank? I mean, that could come into play pretty early here. If Rodney McLeod isn't all the way back to form, he's still dealing with a big brace on his right knee. And so those are the type of questions that you try to answer in this type of setting.
Tim, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, have you heard anything about him? And the only reason I ask is because there's been times in DeSean Jackson's past where he may get hit on the shoulder, things like that, where he may not be able to play a couple games here and there. Is there any expectation out of him coming into this season? And will we see any of him tonight? I'm sure you don't know that answer about that either.
Well, I feel pretty confident we're going to see J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Right?
I can say that. I mean, what I've seen basically out of him throughout the summer is that there's been a little bit of a dip, I guess, production-wise, relative to the spring. And I think that's perfectly natural. Like when you go from being in a spring setting with less veterans, the pads aren't on, you know, it's easier to kind of flash your athleticism. But once you get the pads on and the vets are there, making it a little bit tougher on you and the physical element comes into play, then rookies just aren't going to shine quite as brightly typically. But that's not to say that he's disappeared. I mean, he had one 80-yard run in a live drill where he ran past all the defenders for a touchdown. We've seen some of the go-up-and-get-it type 50-50 ball ability out of him. He's certainly somebody that can be utilized in the red zone. I think even in his rookie year and potentially even early here, you brought up Jackson. I mean, he's not typically a red zone threat anyway. He's a guy that likes to have some field to work with. And so if you can, in those type of situations, pull Jackson out and put Arcega-Whiteside in to go alongside Alshon Jeffrey and Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, I mean, all of a sudden you're talking about a lot of big targets for Carson Wentz to work with. And I think that's going to be a benefit. And I think Arcega-Whiteside is going to have a limited role in that way.
All right, two questions here. It's a combo question. A is who most needs to show tonight? And B is what's the biggest reason that we should watch the fourth quarter?
I would say that, you know, you could put Josh Sweat in the category of a guy that you would like to see something from. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, how he's looking. But, you know, it has to be beyond talk and beyond hype for a guy that actually could end up being kind of a key for this team. You know, Derek Barnett still hasn't participated fully in practices yet. He's a while removed from his shoulder surgery, and yet he's still not fully participating. That puts at least a part of a question mark over the one starting defensive end spot opposite of Brandon Graham. And behind them is Josh Sweat and Vinny Curry. You know, so Sweat's somebody that you definitely want to see shine in this type of atmosphere. I think that Big V, it's good for him to get some work in that right guard spot, regardless of what happens with the first team, so he gets the experience. And that you can have some confidence that if Brandon Brooks isn't ready, that he can step in. And Nate Sudfeld to me is number one. He could end up being a major factor in this season. It is possible that Wentz goes down. We know what the recent history is. Nick Foles is not there anymore. Somebody might have to bridge the gap, and Nate Sudfeld is the guy. So, of course, I'm going to have my eyes trained on him. As we go to the fourth quarter...
And the reason I ask that, because I'm looking for a sleeper, I guess, that will maybe pop out in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, you know, keep an eye on Boston Scott. Keep an eye on him, and let me know what you think. I mean, because I don't know, at least based off of what we've seen... You know, in the summer, it's like he shows something that leaves you intrigued. And I would say Greg Ward would be a guy that kind of fits that category as well. Every time he's in training camp with the Eagles, you get left with this impression like, man, this guy gets open all the time and he's catching everything. You know, can that translate to where he finally finds a spot on this roster? So those are two guys I'd look out for.
These young running backs, and I'm glad you mentioned Boston Scott, because these young running backs, especially third, fourth quarter, they get a bunch of carries. And they get a bunch of opportunities. And so Boston Scott may be a guy that you could think about getting out of the backfield, catching some footballs, getting a bunch of carries out of the backfield. One of the guys that I'm interested in, actually it's two of them, is Andre Dillard and his progression in practice and his ability to block just in case something happens with Jason Peters. But the other one is Dallas Goedert. How is his progression at the tight end position? Everyone's talking about so much 12 personnel and things like that. How has his progression at the tight end position been throughout the summer camp, Tim?
Both of those guys, B. West, have been bright spots for sure for the Eagles. Dillard has been getting rave reviews, and it's not just from the media on the sidelines. I mean, you go up and you talk to former offensive linemen, former Eagles players, coaches. You know, they like what they're seeing out of Dillard. They believe that he's not only athletic but technically sound and has stood up well at running with the first team and in one-on-one situations against proven pass rushers. I mean, so the reviews have definitely been good for him. But the one question has been, what does he look like at the next level in a game setting? Is he fierce enough? Is he strong enough? Does he have a nasty enough mentality for the NFL, especially early on? And so that's a great reason to watch him tonight. And Goddard, you know, similarly has been shining. And what I've seen is oftentimes when the Eagles start their install periods where they're, you know, actually putting in plays, 12 personnel has been a predominant look. I mean, they often start out with that. And that's because they know what they have in Goddard. I think that he has taken a pretty significant step forward in his development. He looks not only in command, but his athleticism is really shining through. And I think that he can be very difficult matchup. And also, he's getting a lot of praise for his blocking. That's one thing that can help separate him and carve a different niche from Zach Ertz. And so, yeah, those are two guys that I think you'll see tonight that have been real positives for this team.
All right. I guess that's about it. What would we be saying tomorrow, wow or uh-oh? You're saying more wow than uh-oh, won't we?
I don't think there'll be too many uh-ohs. I mean, I don't know that we're going to determine a whole lot as far as the starting squad here, but they want to be healthy. They want to keep that depth intact, and they want to get some some guys that are a little bit down on the 53-man roster to at least instill confidence that if it's you know, it's their turn to step up, that they're able to do so.
I talked about this yesterday. With any word on the dollar hot dog incentive for tonight's game?
You know, I can say that pretty firmly. They're not going to go that.
Not going to. All right, yeah. That sounds good. All right, Timmy, always a pleasure. We'll look forward to your report tomorrow after this ball game.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
There he is, Tim McManus, covering the Eagles, ESPN.com. And he's brought to us by Training Camp. Get IT certified fast at Training Camp. I need to get to Training Camp. I'm an IT illiterate.
Yeah.
Anyway, online, trainingcamp.com. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not. Computers don't like me.